Hey, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to tackle the issue of correct withdrawing during or after an interaction with a shark. You may think, how can you create an entire show on withdrawing? Because, well, if you look at the internet, all it says is get out of water as quick as possible. It always baffles me how many suggestions, recommendations are out there on the internet that lack any substance. It's the worst thing you can do if a shark shows up to get away from the shark as quickly as possible. The only reaction you're going to create in the animal is, of course, the animal comes closer. So it is actually the opposite. You have to do whenever shark shows up, whenever shark comes closer, you stop moving. You stop with whatever you do. If you swim, you go in a vertical position. If you jump around, frolic, you go in a vertical position. If you sit around, you go in a vertical position. You always go vertical whenever a shark shows up, but you never ever withdraw from the shark during an encounter. Before we actually get into what to do and why to do it, let me give you some background here that is important. Sharks don't know what humans are. So whenever they see us, they try to understand what we are. And most likely they do it in a similar fashion as we do. For example, if I show you a gadget and you would not know what the gadget is, the most likely answer would be, it looks like, or it reminds me of. So what we do is we take novel objects and compare to things we know. So it's just a comparison of what most likely the shark is doing as well. So we create sound patterns. These sound patterns are between 2-600 hertz, for example, and struggling. So it is these patterns that the shark would compare to something he knows. And what he knows is, wow, this sounds like a struggling fish. So would he then conclude that we are struggling fish? No, of course not. But it would give him an idea what we could be. So at the same token, when a shark scans us, it looks for other emissions that it knows. For example, something like water pressure. Water pressure indicates an object is moving. So the water pressure can be similar or identical to a moving prey. Whenever we move our arms and our legs, we create whirls, vortices, we create a water disturbance. So the water particles are moving around. So a shark actually is so sensitive to these water locations that it actually can follow these whirls and vortices. It is known from freshwater pike that that's exactly how they follow the prey. And if the visibility is low enough, well, the prey will not even see that their predator is following until, of course, the predator accelerates and it gets visual. So whenever you're close to a shark, try not to do these two things. Try not to move around. Try to keep the sounds to a minimum as possible. Here's a little tidbit as well. Whenever you move, you always create two components. One is water relocation. The other one is sound. Although we sound, or we could sound like a struggling fish, our water pressure could suggest something similar, a shark will never think that we are actually a prey. What it most likely does, it compares us to a prey. The longer shark interacts with us, the more it gets convinced that we're something unfamiliar, because chances are the shark will use different sensory organs. And although we have a pretty good grasp on sensory organs, well, we're still not there yet that we could say we know exactly how a shark tries to understand us, try to sense us. Okay, how do we now act when a shark comes closer? Again, and most importantly, don't follow what the internet tells us to get out of water as quick as possible. People who suggest that, they don't have an idea how to interact with a shark, don't understand what is involved to withdraw, and most of the time just suggest something that actually makes no sense, because no one would contradict them, because how many people actually had to withdraw from an encounter? So the most important thing whenever a shark is close by and you want to get out of the water, you do it in a very, very slow manner. So it can take several minutes to get back to the shore, to go back, get back to a boat. Of course, if there's a current, when you were a swimmer and you go vertical, of course, then it's up to the boat to get closer. But most of the time, you can get out of water with your own activity. Whenever a shark shows up, I just mentioned, go vertical. We actually did the research on it. What we did, we exposed ourselves to bull sharks in a horizontal and vertical manner, and then we figured out the distance in between us and the shark, the shark's relative swim speed, and all these things. And the results actually are very intriguing. So whenever you go from a horizontal into a vertical position, what's happening is the sharks stay further away while being vertical. And even more interesting is that the larger the animal, the further away they position themselves. If you like this paper, send me a note through LTS and I'm going to send it to you. It's entitled Effects of Human Body Position on the Swimming Behavior of Bull Sharks, Cacorhinus lucus, and we published that in the Society of Animals. Being in a vertical position has another advantage. You can much easier pivot, turning around your body axis. While doing that, use your hands, your arms, and skull. Don't use your legs. Your legs, remember, create water pressure. So do our arms, but as you will see in a few minutes, we actually use this, the moving of our hands, the focal point on our hands, to interact with a shark that comes too close. So go vertical and pivot and keep the eye on the shark. Of course, the less you move your arms, the even better, and the more likely the shark will not come into touching distance. Whenever you want to move away from a shark, you do so when the shark is in a direction away from you. Of course, if a shark is very close and it just starts to turn, don't move immediately. Give the shark some time. Most of the time, it's easy to see where a shark is at. Sometimes you just see the shadow when you're at the surface. But the most important thing is wait till the shark swims away, gives you some distance, and then you do very slow motions. Sometimes you even have to go backwards or to swing backwards, but it is very, very important you keep the shark in your eyesight. Of course, granted, sometimes the shark swims off and you don't see him anymore. Nevertheless, pretend that the shark is still in front of you, so keep moving backwards. Now, it can actually happen that the shark is very curious. Most of the time, sharks do not really come that close, meaning their inner circle does not touch you as a person. So in the hot zone, that's even something even more unlikely. But again, they're the exception to the rules. Whenever a shark comes close to touching distance, the rule is called face, guide, push, move. Face, guide, push, move is the ultimate tool to interact with a shark that is in body contact. During my next show, I will go into detail with face, guide, push, move. Here, just a quick rundown. Face, the name says it, you turn towards the shark. You don't move away, but you'll keep turning, pivoting, and you make sure your hands are free. Of course, if you have a snorkel, they can aim at the shark, that is no problem. But if you have a camera, so try to put the camera on your belt or whatever, but try to keep your hands free. Should the shark come closer in a touching distance, where very importantly, you remain in a vertical position and you just stretch out your arm. If a shark is that close, you guide the shark. Under these circumstances, it's perfectly okay to touch a shark. Just consider what they do when they're close to food. They push each other away so they can get to the food source. So touching is something they understand. Should the shark be larger and swim more in a frontal approach towards you, push the shark. So guide and push is kind of fluent. And it depends if it's more pushing, it's more a guiding. But the most important factor here is, of course, that you direct the shark away from you. Should it not work and the shark comes right back, this is when you move towards the shark. Remember, shark tries to understand what you are. They try to figure what kind of category you are. Are you really a prey, which I doubt that they actually think that, but they try to confirm you're not. Or do they think you may be a predator, an unknown predator? Well, if you move towards them, you sure do what an other predator would do. So most of the time, the shark then withdraws. Are there more sharks around? You always go after the one that is closest. And it doesn't matter if the shark is very small or the largest. Always go for the shark that is the closest. Withdrawing from a shark is a very slow process. Sometimes you may just assume that shark is close by and you feel you get scared. So whatever you do at that point is you move away from the thing you just thought that you imply could be a shark. You move away, 2 or 3 kicks, go vertical again, pivot, turn around your axis to prevent if the shark is close by or to reduce the probability if a shark is close by that it comes from behind. Then do another few motions, few kicks, go vertical again. And that way you get closer and closer to shore and you will be remain on the safe side. Try these techniques if you really get close to a shark. But whatever you do, follow our ideas of doing in a slow manner, but not what you can read on the internet to do it fast as possible. As I just mentioned, these people have never done it, have never thought of it, and most importantly, do not understand sharks. You have to understand these animals in order to correctly withdraw. As you know, we are always in the water with them. We always try everything, what we say and write, and we do the research on it. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.